One of the signs that an Islamic union is a necessary and realistic project is the fact that the need for an Islamic union has begun to be perceived by the West. The way that Western commentators look back to the Ottoman Empire is an expression of this.
One of the comments from the West about this subject is a piece in the New York Times by David Fromkin entitled, "A World Still Haunted by Ottoman Ghosts." Fromkin begins by saying that a ghost has been haunting the United States. It is the specter of the Ottoman Empire. And continues.
Looking back, it is clear that many characteristics of the Middle East were shaped by the 5 centuries of Ottoman rule.
British journalist Timothy Garton Ash expressed similar views in an article published in The Guardian. Ash says, "We are still wrestling, nearly a century later, with the legacy of the Ottoman Empire," and concludes, "Let's face it. When this bleeding war in Iraq is over, we'll be back in 1918, confronting many of the same questions in the same places that our grandparents wrestled with, from the Balkans to the Middle East. And we still don't have answers. Sometimes I think we should reinvent the Ottoman Empire."
The feature of the Ottoman Empire referred to by Western observers is that it represents the last Islamic union in history. Islamic union collapsed together with the Ottoman Empire, and various superstitious trends and problems, including radicalism, emerged from the ruins. The solution is the restoration of the Islamic union. An Islamic union which, as under the Ottoman Empire, will be tolerant of other beliefs, a respected and dazzling member of the community of civilizations, and a guarantor of world stability.
Modern Turkey, the heir of the Ottoman Empire, with the democratic system it possesses, its moderate conception of Islam based on Quranic moral values, its dialogue with the West, and the prestige it enjoys in the Islamic world, is capable of leading that union. It is most interesting that this fact is being identified by Western commentators. The British writer Jonathan Power makes the following comment in an article in the Los Angeles Times titled, "The Stage is Set for an Islamic Renaissance." This renaissance of Islam will come to pass in one not too distant day, if only because the roots of civilization in the Islamic world run deep. The brain power is certainly there. It is just a question of the right political structures. In the modern world, perhaps democracy can be the key to unlock the stored-up potential, as modern Turkey seems to be demonstrating.